Good morning. This is Linda Morris, and today we are talking about the Kinzen Vital Balance Eating Plan that I actually put together with the help of three different doctors and what they put together. So really great information, and it's simple to follow. We call it the last diet you'll ever need, because once you've learned this information, it's in your being forever. So you now know how to stay at the weight you want to be at, and if you fall off the wagon, it's easy to get back on for a couple days, and you're right back where you want to be. So it's all about balance, but once you learn this eating plan, it is the last diet you'll ever need. So we're going to talk a little bit about it. There is a great PowerPoint on it. A lot of information is actually on my website, vitalenergytips.com. That's VITAL energy, ENERGY, tips, TIPS.com, and click on curb cravings. So, as we're going through it, the problems in North America today, actually worldwide, are obesity, fatigue, and cognitive problems. And this eating plan addresses and helps with all of those issues. And there's about four pages of information I'm just going to read, because it's a lot of good information. And here we go. On the Vital Balance Eating Program, you will transform your body's ability to digest sugars properly by regulating your insulin levels. How? By giving your pancreas a well-deserved break, by cutting out simple and complex carbs until you've reached your weight loss goal. This is a real solution to these problems, not some yo-yo diet, and certainly not diet pills to further mess up your metabolism. We look for lasting results with real wholesome foods, teaching you key lessons that empower you to get results. On average, women lose weight at the rate of 3 to 5 pounds per week, and men 4 to 7 pounds per week. Lesson number one, learn to live off of your body's own fat reserves. Your body gets its energy from three reserves, carbohydrates, protein, and fat. The body first burns energy from its simple and complex carbohydrate reserves, and when depleted, turns simultaneously to its protein and fat reserves for energy. Lesson number two, your body only stores 3 days worth of carbohydrates. Because of this, the Vital Balance diet has a beginning and an end, like a treatment. Until you've reached 100% of your weight loss goal, we restrict all sugars from your diet, even healthy fruits, and those vegetables that have a high sugar content, such as corn, potatoes, beets, peas, carrots, and such. 4 grams of carbohydrates is equal to 1 teaspoon of sugar. So if you are looking at the size of a container of oatmeal, just plain organic rolled oats, it's going to say there's 0 grams of sugar carbohydrates. But we're not looking at that. We're looking at total carbohydrates. So whatever the carbohydrates say, you divide that by 4, and that's how many teaspoons of sugar is in that serving. And you always have to look, because the serving size might be 2 ounces, it might be 4 ounces, it's usually not 8 ounces, so you have to increase it to what you really are eating. So why do we need to do that? As long as sugar is entering your system, you're not burning fat. It's as simple as that. Remember, your body first takes its energy from your carb reserves. The idea is to deplete your carb reserves completely in order to get your body to turn to its fat to burn calories. When you put too many grams of carbs into your system, your pancreas senses danger. It zeroes out the danger with insulin. Your body then realizes it has no more sugar, so it craves more sugar. So you give it more sugar or carbs or chips or Snicker bars. You eat more carb or fruit. You eat more carbohydrates, too many actually, and the vicious cycle is on and repeating throughout the whole day. So how do we get the body to burn its fat reserves and not its muscle mass reserves if both are depleted simultaneously? A number of ways. By providing your body with foods that have a very high protein value, complete with nutrients, essential amino acids, 98% plus absorbable, which makes them biologically complete proteins. We supplement your body with whole food nutrient-rich supplements such as multivitamins, calcium, magnesium, potassium, and the greens, which is the key ingredient in muscle building and electrolytes, to replace those normally found in foods restricted on the eating plan. And then I have a tray of food, just things I pulled out of my cupboard. So I have tomato sauce, black-eyed peas, black beans, raisins, pineapple, gluten-free cake mix, wild blueberry muffins, rice chex, gluten-free rice and shine, it's like oatmeal, and then oatmeal, breadcrumbs, pasta, both gluten-free and regular semolina. And I made an eating plan for one day out of these things. So we're going to start off with breakfast. And just remember, 1 teaspoon of sugar is equal to 4 grams of carbohydrates. A typical American healthy breakfast, you start out with an 8-ounce glass of orange juice. That is equal to 26 grams of carbs, which is 6.5 teaspoons of sugar. Now remember, when you're looking to reduce your weight, limiting to your carbs to as low as possible is necessary to burn fat. Say you only need 30 to 50 grams of carbs a day from vegetable sources, which is about 7 to 12 teaspoons of sugar a day. If someone is a type 1 diabetic, they need between 45 and 60 grams of carbs in a day. But for everybody else, it's only 30 to 50 grams of carbs in the whole day, which is 7 to 12 teaspoons of sugar. So if that 1 8-ounce glass of orange juice at 6.5 teaspoons of sugar, we've really had as much sugar as our body needs for the whole day. And if you think about it, the cells in your body, as you're drinking that orange juice, you know you haven't eaten all night long. So it's like, oh good, we're getting nutrients, we're getting nourishment into our body. So the cells are sucking in that the energy from the orange juice. Okay, so your body's, you know, it's waking up, it's happy. And then we're going to do 1 cup of oatmeal, which is 54 grams of carbs, 13.5 teaspoons of sugar. And remember, if you look at the side of the container, it says there's 0 sugar carbs. But we're looking at total carbs because this is how your pancreas is interpreting what you're giving it. So this is a pancreas interpretation. Now we add 1/8 cup of raisins, which is 15 grams of carbs. That's almost 4 more teaspoons of sugar. And then we put 2 teaspoons of brown sugar on top because it makes it pretty and it melts in and it tastes good. That's 8 grams of carbs, and it actually is equal to 2 teaspoons of sugar. And then we're going to have just 1 piece of whole grain toast. And that's 44 grams of carbs, which is equal to 11 teaspoons of sugar. And no, we didn't put honey or jelly on top. That's just 1 whole grain piece of toast, 11 teaspoons of sugar. So that breakfast total is 147 grams of carbs, which is almost 37 teaspoons of sugar. So if you're looking to reduce your weight, limiting our carbs to as low as possible is necessary to burn fat. You only need 30 to 50 grams of carbs a day, 7 to 12 teaspoons of sugar in a day. We've had over 30 extra teaspoons of sugar in this one breakfast. So when your cells got full, there was no more room in the cells for energy, everything else got stored as fat. And that's the sad news. But let's just move on to lunch. So we're going to have a healthy American lunch. It'll be a healthy South American or island lunch because it's black beans and rice. So 1 cup of black beans is equal to 248 grams of carbs, which is 62 teaspoons of sugar. Yes, there's protein in there. Yes, there's fiber in there. But that doesn't matter. There's 62 teaspoons of sugar in that 1 cup of black beans. And it's interesting, I'd always been told if you want to lose weight, don't eat black beans. But you know what we do when we're doing this presentation with somebody? We have a bag, a 5-pound bag of sugar. We have a teaspoon and tablespoon, and we have a four cup a glass measuring cup. So we're scooping this sugar into the cup. So on this note, they're scooping 62 teaspoons of sugar into that cup. Do you think they'll ever forget that 1 cup of black beans is equal to 62 teaspoons of sugar? They won't. Believe me. I didn't. 1 cup of brown rice is equal to 66 grams of carbs. That's 16.5 teaspoons of sugar. Cuban bread, 1/4 loaf of Cuban bread, which is about 8 or 9 inches long to start. So we're doing 1/4, which is about 2 inches of Cuban bread, which, you know, has a nice toasted and it has the butter on top. Yummy. That's 56 grams of carbs, and that's another 14 teaspoons of sugar. This lunch total is 370 grams of carbs, which is 92.5 teaspoons of sugar. It's over 2 cups of sugar in this lunch is how your pancreas is seeing it. And your pancreas is saying, danger, danger, danger. If you keep eating like this, chances are really good that you're going to have to take a medication to balance out your blood sugar for the rest of your life. And the interesting thing is, if you look at some of the islands where black beans and rice is their staple, you'll also note that their diabetes is really multiplied in those areas. So let's go on to dinner. Spaghetti and meatballs. Everybody loves spaghetti and meatballs. So spaghetti pasta, regular or gluten-free, doesn't matter. A quarter box is equal to 46 grams of carbs, which is 11.5 teaspoons of sugar. Half a cup of spaghetti sauce at 13 grams of carbs is 3.25 teaspoons of sugar. Homemade meatballs without the breadcrumbs or the bread is 6 grams of carbs is 1.5 teaspoons of sugar. And this is where I say have as many meatballs as you want. They're not causing you any, they're not giving your pancreas any a hard time here. Garlic bread, 2 small slices, is 42 grams of carbs, which is 9.5 teaspoons of sugar. 2 glasses of wine, 42 grams of carbs, is 9.5 teaspoons of sugar. And 1 slice of plain cheesecake is 33 grams of carbs, or 8.25 teaspoons of sugar. So this meal is 182 grams of carbs, which is 45.5 teaspoons of sugar. So when you're looking at this cup of sugar that you scooped with all of that lunch, the breakfast, the lunch, the dinner, the total for the day is 699 grams of carbs, which is almost 175 teaspoons of sugar, which is 4 cups of sugar. That's how much your body has dealing with in that one day that has no snacks, no Coke, no candy bars, no bag of chips. It's just your basic, pretty boring, really, day. And if we're looking to lose weight, you know, limiting our carbs to as low as possible is necessary to burn fat, say 30 to 50 grams of carbs a day from vegetable sources, which is about 7 to 12 teaspoons of sugar a day. In this one day, we've had an extra 160 teaspoons of sugar. There's no way you're losing fat anyway on this day. And the primary purpose of insulin is to turn sugar into fat. That's the purpose of it. So on the Vital Balance Eating Plan protocol, this is a 7-day eating plan, and you can renew your contract at the end of the 7 days. But cutting out sugar, fruits, grains, and carbohydrates for 7 days will curb your sugar cravings. And I have to tell you, the first 2 or 3 days are tough. Once you get past that, it's not so hard, but the first couple days are a challenge because sugar is extremely addicting. Protein only means no sugar, no fruit, no juice, no grains, no beans, and no starch. Protein can be eggs, meat, fish, and hemp seeds. This also means no potatoes and tomatoes you can have twice a week, and no yuca. So it's been so easy since we've had the Kenzen Vital Balance meal replacement. It's a meal replacement probiotic drink, and it's like the best thing ever. When you're looking to lose weight, you're looking for a perfect meal on the go, it's just amazing because it comes in the canister. It also comes in the packets. And you can have it at breakfast. You can have it at lunch. You can have it at dinner, and you can have it as a snack. Doesn't mean you need to have it 4 times a day. It just means you can have it whenever you want. You can even have a half of one if you just need a little something. Most important is breakfast. So before noon, protein-only breakfast. So even if you're not using the Vital Balance for breakfast, if you're doing eggs and turkey or omelet or whatever, you don't put any vegetables in because those are still carbs. Even though they're healthy carbs, we're doing protein-only first thing in the morning. Otherwise, it sets up your day for wanting more carbohydrates. So you're going to, the first meal of the day plus 2 hours is protein only. So like I said, it can be eggs, it can be meat protein, it can be an omelet, or it can be the Kenzen Vital Balance Shake. You can have coffee or tea, but you want to use real cream because there's only 1 gram of carbs in real cream or half and half. And I've also noticed on this eating plan, if you have at least 1 big salad a day, that really contributes to your losing weight and helping to curb those sugar cravings. So lunch, it could be a great big salad, and you can use lemon juice, spices, herbs, 1 to 2 teaspoons of olive oil as a dressing, and a lot of times I like to make tuna salad or egg salad, or I mix them together, and you make it with real mayonnaise. And a lot of times I'll just make that be instead of salad dressing. So you just put a lot of, this is the time to be creative with your eating. You're going to try foods you've never had before. In fact, on my website, I have added some different recipes that are more creative, like a portobello mushroom as a base for, instead of a pizza crust. There's lots of egg cups on there that you can use, lots of different ideas. It's a time to be creative and look at it as an adventure. At dinner time, you're going to have 7 ounces of seafood or chicken, turkey, beef, or 2 or 3 eggs with vegetables. And there is an app, because we don't know how many grams of protein is in anything, really, unless you're learning. But there's an app. It's called MyFitnessPal.com. So it's on the computer. It's an app. So it's MyFitnessPal. And the Kenzen Vital Balance Shake Vanilla is in there, which shows it's 18 grams of protein. Of course, you can always add another scoop that makes it 27 grams of protein. Or you can take, just doing 1 scoop is 9 if you're using it as a snack. So that helps you to understand how many grams of protein is in a chicken breast or a thigh or a steak or whatever you're eating. Snacks can be frozen Kenzen Vital Balance Meal Shake with unsweetened coconut flakes and toasted almonds. You could put in unsweetened dark chocolate powder, cocoa, cacao, as Barbara calls it. You can do celery and other vegetables throughout the day. Nuts are not on this eating plan, but I can tell you, like, day 2 and 3 for myself, putting the natural peanut butter on celery and daikon, radish, and even radishes, different vegetables, definitely helped me get through the day. So it's really, really important you take your body weight, cut it in half. This is how many grams of protein your body needs every day to lose weight. So you take your body weight, cut it in half. This is how many grams of protein or more your body needs. So not less, but more. More is better. So say you weigh 200 pounds. That means you need 100 grams of protein or more every day. It could be 105, 110. Doesn't mean it needs to be 200. Just make sure it's 100 or more, or whatever, half of your body weight in grams of protein. It's also vitally important, that's how many ounces of PIMAG living water you drink every day or more. And if you're taking medication, that glass of water doesn't count. So, I carry around 32 ounce bottles of water every day because it makes it easier to drink those and also to keep track. After 2 hours after the morning meal, you can have as many vegetables as you want. Reducing or cutting out dairy will increase your results. If you're going to have some sort of cheese, we recommend the real sheep's cheese feta. There's also goat's cheese, sheep's cheese, even buffalo mozzarella. But dairy can actually create a more sluggish environment and slow down your results. You may take Siaga and progesterol afternoon with a meal, or you can put it in the Vital Balance. It's really great. Liver support will really add to your success, taking 3 of the Nikan's liver support. And if you have a sluggish liver, starting off with 3 liver support in the morning and in the evening, at least for the first bottle, can be very helpful. And the quicker results occur when you have 2 Kenzen Vital Balance meal replacement shakes a day, replacing meals. So for every shake you do a day, I look at it as like, that's like equal to you going to the grocery store and shopping for 1 week. So you're not adding more expense into your life. You're replacing the money you spend at the grocery store for this perfect meal. And we talked about that, what was in that perfect meal on last week's call that I will be emailing out. There's a list of unlimited vegetables you can have. We add Himalayan sea salt into the mix. According to Gloria, we do an eighth of a teaspoon of Himalayan salt for every quart of water that you drink throughout the day. You put it in your hand and lick it, or you put it on your food. You don't add it to the water because that would just taste funky. And in addition to weight loss, this diet is repair and reduce the stress on your pancreas. We recommend Nikan Whole Foods Organic Nutrition in the spore of this plant along with Pineag water. Except for when you're having the Kenzen meal replacement shake, we also recommend taking one digestive enzyme with each meal. And that pretty much covers the eating plan, and we just happened to do that pretty close to right on time. So we had some great testimonies on the call. I have a couple people share briefly some of your benefits. We have some on cognitive function, also on weight loss, and being happier. So who would like to go first?
I'll go. Hey, this is Barbara in St. Pete Beach, Florida. And I noticed several years ago that I had a little bit of brain fog. A lot of brain fog. Any brain fog is not good fog. But it was in the front lobe of my brain. And with diet and other things, I cleared up one aspect of it, but I still had the left front lobe. Just all I could say was it was fog. It was not connecting. I wasn't sharp. I couldn't remember things. I had no short-term memory at all. Even though I was going through menopause, I didn't feel like it was something that was so typical of menopause to be there. But anyway, I started on the Roger Drummer protein first thing in the morning gift that he gave us in educating us on curbing the sugar cravings. And on day three, and don't eat anything, so I hydrate first thing in the morning with water because it's the best time to hydrate. Wait 20 minutes. Then I have my shake, or when I have my shake, I don't eat for 2 hours after. And on day three, it was like sunshine coming through the fog. And then on day four, it was like fireworks, and it went pow, and it crackled, snap, pop, and just connected. And it is amazing. And I don't do a day without the protein first thing in the morning, Kenzen Vital Balance shake at all. I just work not to run out. Occasionally I might have an extra egg, but just phenomenal for me. Phenomenal.
Thank you, Barbara. Thanks for sharing.
This is Gloria, and I just want to make a slight correction to the salt intake. It's a quarter teaspoon per quart of water.
A quarter instead of an eighth. Okay, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, ma'am. I say quarter quart. That makes it easy to remember. So.
Okay, perfect.
Yep, perfect.
And now you had some good results on this too. And at the beginning, you weren't having results because there's one of the rules you forgot about, right?
That's right. I was not
the protein.
Using my
you weren't
protein.
Doing.
That's right. The protein is the same as the amount of water you need. It's half of your body weight in protein a day. And I was never aware of taking and measuring protein. But boy, all of a sudden it just kicks in and you go, oh, I understand. There you go.
Great. Yeah. And a lot of people are used to counting calories. Like, no, we're not worried about that. We're not watching calories. We're not watching fat. I mean, we're not going out and having fried chicken. But, our brain actually needs good fats. And that's the beauty of the palm oil being in this meal replacement. Do we have anybody else that'd like to share? Do we have Heather on?
I am on. I would love to share about Pineag water. I would love it. I'd love to share. I feel that the Pineag water helped me to come alive again because our bodies are 70% water. Our brains are 85% water. And I know that when my brain doesn't have enough, it's going to take it from my body, and then my body doesn't function right. My body was not functioning right. So I think it's really important to have Pineag water, living water, not just any water. The Pineag water, I've seen a lot of people now do the Vital Balance with other water, and they don't have as much success. They, you know, their bodies aren't assimilating all the water, so I just think that's a really important part of the whole process, the whole system. And I know.
And Heather, you're an expert at diets because your mommy had you on them since you were a kid.
Oh, yeah.
You were pretty skeptical about this when you started, so would you mind sharing a bit about
that? All right, another diet. All right, we'll try it. And I got to lose 81 pounds in 8 months. And it was easy, and it wasn't hard. It was easy, and I wasn't hungry, and the things just kept falling off. You know, the weight just kept falling off. It just kept melting off. Yeah, I have a far infrared sauna. Thank you, Linda. But it was really easy, and it's good. It's still good, and I gained a few pounds, but I'm taking them off now. It's easier to get rid of them once you have this in your DNA, because I think it's gone into my DNA now. I yell at everybody. I don't yell, but I kind of do, about the sugar and everything now. And I can't buy soda, and I just can't buy candy, and, you know, maybe a little chocolate once in a while, a little cacao. But really a lifestyle change, and the vital balance makes me happy, whereas I was very depressed for many years, and this plan, that vital balance, I'm not sure whether it's vital balance or it's all the weight losing or all the metamorphosis I went through, but I know I feel happy when I have the vital balance in about 10 minutes, I would say. My whole perspective changes. You know, if I'm tired, I wake up, if I'm groggy, I just, like, become clear. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing that we have. Along with all the other technologies we have the perfect company to work with for everything. Spirit, mind, and body. Yeah.
It's true.
So blessed. Thank you. Thank you, Linda, for modeling that all those years. Because you modeled that for me, and it made it easier to do it, because you did it, you were it, you were Nikan. You live it, you discovered it, and you live it. You are.
That's right. Walk the talk. Be authentic.
Yep.
Anybody else have one more testimony you want to share before we wrap it up?
Well, I did, because we started this many years ago, Linda, and we were quite successful with it. But I still had the little tub around my waist, and I kind of went, well, maybe that is age. Maybe that is something you just kind of have to hang on to. And, when we started it again the next go-round, with the shake, the metabolism and all the different, it's a meal replacement. It's not just a shake. It's amazing. But that just really catapulted it to the next level, and cleaning up the food. So it's not an Atkins diet. It's not, you know, if you're going to do bacon, you're going to hold fluid. If you're going to do this, you're going to, you know, there's some things that are compromised in there. And I have modified the diet myself for vegetarian, but I do eat eggs, thank you God.
An eggetarian.
But anyway, yeah, it was a shift, and you too got down to your one of those high school weight. There's the high school weight, or what?
Well, definitely my flight attendant hiring weight. Yeah.
There you go.
Which was good back then, by the way.
So as it was a tweak, it's a small tweak, but it's a significant one. And so to really learn this and to do it, and it'll be a way of life for you forever. It's amazing. For me, it is.
Because now you learn to choose your carbs. I saw Heather do that over Thanksgiving. I saw her her daughter trying to push candied carrots on her that were really good, and I could see the look on her face like, no, but I'm having these mashed potatoes for the first time in 8 months and loving it. So, you know, sometimes you have to explain to people, I'm choosing my carbs, and I'm going with this today. And it's all a choice, and you start to learn, like, it doesn't, it's really not that great. And if you are eating something that isn't on that plan, if you're taking a break day, enjoy it. But then, you know, if your weight starts to creep back on, you can easily get back on this program and get back to where you want to be. Or do another 7 day strictness. But, yeah, like in the Kenzen Vital Balance, a summary of it, because it's better than any other protein shake on the market for meal replacement, for fat loss, for nutritional supplementation, for cognitive function. And it has all your nutrients. So it's 18 grams of vegetable protein from pea, rice, chlorella, and hemp. 125 calories per serving. Magic medium chain triglycerides for direct heart and brain energy. Natural detoxification with chlorella and cilantro. Probiotics for digestion and immune health. The amount of probiotics in one serving is equal to 10 cartons of Greek yogurt. Digestive enzymes for better breakdown and absorption. Vitamins and mineral supplementation. It has all your greens in it too. Great vanilla taste with third generation stevia. It's only less than one gram of carb per serving. And the cost is just a little bit more than $3 per serving, which you can go to, it's funny, some people say, oh, can kids have it? I'm like, you give your kids McDonald's and you're asking if they can have this? I'm sorry, that's kind of absurd. McDonald's costs more and does not have any of this nutrition in it. It's all whole food, organic, nutraceutical grade. It's kosher. And it's vegan, and it's really good for you. And we highly recommend it. We've had so many great testimonies, you know, on different things that we would not have even imagined. So we are extremely grateful to Nikan for sticking with putting the high-quality ingredients in this shake and not going with any cheap fillers and bad stuff. We're very, very grateful for Nikan. Just being in integrity with it. So we're going to wrap up this call for now.
Can you take one more testimonial?
Sure. Go for it, Bill.
Bill from Winnipeg. I'm just thinking about the addition of exercise to the program. Some of you know I'm a golf fiend. Well, I play very early morning golf. Well, I don't have time to eat, and I don't want to eat in the morning. Anyways, my first thing is my shake. Well, I take my shake along with my pie water, pack it in my bag, and since the beginning of our late starting golf season, so that's about 2 months, I have shed about 8 pounds. It just feels like it's dropping off. So I use my shake when I'm out there and, along with water and, keep trucking. This is not time to dawdle. You have to walk. Something like golf is good walking exercise and keeps you moving along with trying to hit that little ball. So keep the exercise involved with your program.
You're absolutely correct. And he means exercise. You know, walking 18 holes with a golf. But, you know, walking is, that's a lot of exercise. It is, I've done it myself, and that counts. I definitely work out 5 days a week. So, and it's good for lifelong. You know, this is another lifestyle choice. We want to be active and enjoy life to be 100. You got to move it or you're going to lose it. Of course, Dolphin Frisana also does, it helps with that too, for people that can't really move it. It's another way. It's true. So, somebody else going to say something?
I was just going to say that, just once again, I said last week, said this week, been working on it since the 1st of February, but, I've dropped 30 pounds, and, you know, just eating, you know, much better, and watching what I was putting in my mouth, and in some ways, but yet because of stress at work and stuff, I've been a couple cans of pop a day, but still dropped 30 pounds. So it's amazing what you can do if you control yourself.
Using product. Great point. Absolutely. Thank you for sharing. That's great success. Congratulations. And your body is happier, and so are your pants, right? Your pants
I've gone from a loose fit 38 to a 34. So it's put on the old ones for the work pants now around the yard, and I have to have a good belt and a good pair of suspenders.
That's fun. Go out of your closet and everything fits, or it's too big. That's a big problem.
I don't care if it's too big. If one's too tight, it hurts.
Exactly. Thank you.